Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A with a nice summertime breeze blowing and baseball in the air. We're going to talk vintage baseball with our old buddy Mike Adrian, who has brought 1890s baseball with its old original rules and equipment to Prescott several times. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. Also on today's show, we're going to talk with local author Dennis Royalty as part of our Professional Writers of Prescott series. Dennis and his wife recently took a trip to Northern Europe and to Russia, and they were really struck by what they experienced in St. Petersburg. So we'll be talking to Dennis Royalty about that. Hey, if you've been listening to Q&A this week, you know about the wonderful events around town this weekend, including the Prescott Jazz Summit Celebration of Jazz from New Orleans to New York. That's tonight, or tomorrow, I should say, Friday, at the Prescott Elks Theater. Then on Saturday afternoon, it's Music United. That's the all-day music and mixing at the Boys and Girls Club on Aubrey Street in Prescott to battle teen bullying and suicide. Then later, the Prescott Jazz Summit Big Band Show, Saturday night, 7:30 at Prescott High School's Ruth Street Theater, then the Prescott Jazz Summit Jazz Brunch at the Elks Performing Arts Center top floor. That's the Crystal Room, the Crystal Hall in the Elks Theater, catered by our buddy Barry Barb and Elgato Azul. Then they'll cap the weekend, returning that evening at 5 o'clock for the All-Star Jam Session, once again catered by Elgato Azul. You can get your tickets by going online to PrescottJazzSummit.org. Now, in between all that, we have the Arizona Philharmonic with our friend Henry Fleury and conductor Peter Bay, with baritone Philip Dixon performing American Sources, featuring some of the best of American legends like Bernstein, Copeland, Walker, and the pre-concert lecture at 2 o'clock, the performance at 3 at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Go to azphil.org for tickets. Now, if that whets your appetite for some great jazz, I will be giving away some tickets later on today, so stay tuned for that. Hey, we've got Mike Adrian just around the corner in the bullpen, ready to step up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 5. Off the top of your head, can you think of 3 things you need at the grocery store right now? Now try thinking of 3 ways to improve your financial future. A little harder, isn't it? It doesn't have to be if you have the right financial advisor by your side. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into your local Batteries Plus Bulbs store and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:07. It's always great to talk baseball, especially with somebody who really appreciates vintage baseball and the history of the great game. That's Mike Adrian. We'll be talking to Mike in just a second. However, I do want to alert you, we have a ticket giveaway for you. If you would like two free tickets to the Prescott Jazz Summit, that is Saturday evening at the Ruth Street Theater at Prescott High School, the Prescott Jazz Summit Big Band Show at 7:30 at the Ruth Street Theater. Be the third caller right now. The third caller at 445-8289, and you will have those tickets for the Prescott Jazz Summit. Then later on during this interview, we'll be doing another giveaway having to do with vintage baseball. So stay tuned for that. Well, we have Mike Adrian here. Mike, you've been here on the show a few times in the past. We've always talked about not only the history of baseball, but you've got a very special program that's gone on now for a few years. Tell us what your vintage baseball is all about.
The love of baseball, in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
We try to combine baseball, the sheer fact of playing mm-hmm. the game, with history. The town, little town I came from in Illinois, history was very important. I move here to the Prescott area, and it is really important mm-hmm. out here. Come to find out, I was able to combine the two. There was a baseball team in the 1870s located right here in beautiful Prescott, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, coupled with another team, basically from Prescott, the Fort Whipple Soldiers. These two teams got together in May, I believe it was, of 1876, and played for the probably self-proclaimed championship of the Arizona Territories. And the Prescott champions did not do real well, but mm-hmm. nonetheless, it speaks, of course, of the history, but that baseball has virtually always been a big part of American
sure.
history.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, in the last 143 years or so, it's been on a somewhat national level with the National League, but locally, baseball has always been important to a town, to a fort,
mm-hmm.
which is Fort Whipple. So baseball has always been there, and it just goes along with American history. It parallels it.
Mike, when you say that, I think of the famous scene in Field of Dreams where James Earl Jones does that beautiful soliloquy about how baseball has marched on through the years. And during that movie, as a baseball historian, he uses the word baseball as two words. And I thought, wait a minute, that's a script error. No, not at all. And you you know that, don't you?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, it was two words.
When we send out emails or we advertise in our flyers, it's always two words.
Yeah.
In fact, the other day there was I'm part of a page on Facebook. It's called Historical Accuracy in 19th Century Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I saw them. They were talking about the time, and for the life of me, I cannot remember the newspaper, but probably something in New York, where the term baseball
mm-hmm.
was used as one word.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the editor just had a hissy fit.
Oh, I'll bet.
He said, you can't do this.
I want to raise your mic just a little bit there, Mike.
And somehow it got okayed, mm-hmm. I guess. And ever since, we've used it as one word.
And, you know, over those years, I as a kid, of course, I followed baseball religiously, and I noticed that almost all the awards in the American and National League were always given by the Baseball Writers Association of America, which was the BBWAA. And I always wondered, why the second B? And then you straightened it out for me. The first time you came in, it was called baseball.
Two words.
Because you're going from base to base.
Even in the 50s, and we had some incredible baseball writers mm-hmm. back in Illinois. Wendell Smith, I just loved reading him. Anybody with the Sun-Times or the Tribune, I really enjoyed.
I grew up reading Jerome Holtzman.
Holtzman.
Remember his book, No Cheering in the Press Box?
Exactly. We had a local gentleman in Aurora, Illinois, Dale Lancaster. Just an incredible writer. He could get to the nuts and bolts of anything more eloquently than anybody I've ever read. He had a way with words.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was Lancaster who continued into the 50s to use baseball as baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. So we do that with the Prescott Champions, and mm-hmm. it was of that era.
Well, and not only that, but you're playing by 1860s rules, correct?
Correct.
And with old equipment.
Yeah. At least reproduction.
Yeah.
At least reproduction. Last time I was here, I brought you a homemade 42-ounce, I believe it was. Baseball bat, and I brought an authentic 1880s one that weighs 48 ounces. And I was going to let you swing it today.
Oh, my goodness.
You seem a little incapacitated.
Just a little bit today, yeah. Well, you know, you think back, it wasn't that long ago. I can remember in the 60s when Richie Allen of the Phillies and Orlando Cepeda, the Giants and the Cardinals, they both swung 40-ounce bats, and I think Ted Klazuski swung a 40 or a 42-ounce.
I have a Klazuski bat. I'm going to have to weigh it. Now you've got me interested, but I'll bet it's a
– Well, remember big old Hank Greenberg with the Tigers? Big slugger in the American
League. I know
who
he is, right, in his career.
You know, he swung a great big bat, too. And Dizzy Dean, you know, Dizzy used to be on the NBC Game of the Week back when they first started. And he'd say one time when he was pitching in, I believe it was the 1934 World Series, it was the Cardinals and Detroit Tigers. And Diz says, so I'm up there on that mound in the against the Detroit Tigers, and big old Hank Greenberg stand up there, big old strong fella. He'd take that bat, he'd twist that bat in his hands, and sawdust come through his fingers. I throw him a fastball. He hit a line drive that went right through my legs, and the center fielder caught it. Now, does that sound like vintage Diz?
You're going to have to broadcast a Champions game. That was pretty good.
Oh,
that
goodness.
Pretty darn good.
Old Dizzy. Well, you've got some very, very important events coming up around town. They are free. The next one coming up is on August 31st. That is a week from, I believe, Saturday.
Correct.
Yeah, week from Saturday. It's at Ken Lindley Field, where you've had your previous old vintage baseball games. Tell us what's going on the 31st.
On the 31st, we're playing a totally – it's a night game. And, of course, in the 1860s, They didn't play night games. However, it's a whole lot cooler to play in Prescott in the evening and
in summertime.
August.
Yeah, that's true.
So we kind of turn an eye against that, and we play our night game. We've invited representatives of two teams down in the valley, the Bisbee Bees and the Phoenix Senators, whom I love these guys to death. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
They understand what playing 19th century baseball is all about.
Yeah.
And so we've invited representatives from those two teams to come up. Our friends from over in the Verde Valley, the Fort Verde Excelsiors, a number of those fellas are coming over. And, of course, Prescott champions. And we're going to combine teams. We're going to fill in where we need to. And we're going to play an 1860s baseball game.
Neat.
And the last one we had in June was so well attended. It was unbelievable. We had people, we passed out bells, noisemakers, and the crowd responded very appropriately. That the cheering whenever an individual from either team scored, made an incredible play, struck well, pitched well, the crowd responded. They cheered. They just, and that's what it was like, apparently, back in the 60s. There's a term that's incorrectly used for 1860s baseball in describing the spectators, and that's the word cranks. Cranks was a term that came about more in the 1880s, 90s, with the advent of professional ball. And it alluded to the cheering with various noisemakers, some of which you literally cranked to make the noise. So it's tempting to use that term for our spectators, but we try to hold off.
Indeed. Well, you know, with the baseball game coming up on the 31st at Ken Lindley Field, you say on your flyer here, no special skills required, just a love of the game. Now, is this strictly for the fans, or do you still need any players, or what?
Good point. We're always looking for players.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lower. Well, we do. We try to limit it to 13 years old. I try not to get young men playing baseball or young ladies playing softball to play with us until they've finished high school.
Yeah.
I don't want to be responsible for anybody getting hurt.
Yeah.
And then the upper age limit, there is none. And I can attest to that. I'm the oldest one on the team. But we're always looking for people who love the game, who are curious about the history of the game, and just love getting out there. We had an instance, if I may, back in Illinois one Sunday afternoon. I got on base, got a clean base hit. And the next fellow up, I've always admired. He was kind of our statistician, but he could barely walk. A number of disabilities. So he comes up to the plate, and the first baseman said to me, Ace, this is why we like playing you. And I wondered exactly what he was talking about, and he pointed to the fellow home dish. And I said, you know, for the 20, 30 seconds that he's up there to bat, he has no disability.
There you are.
He's 15 years old again.
Sure.
And I'm not going to be the one taking that away from him.
Yeah.
So that
great is that?
Kind of is what it's all about.
And, you know, one of the magic magical things about baseball is that the basic rules have stayed the same all these years, though there is kind of a move to change some of that. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Get the highest expressions of Buick luxury for less than manufacturer's suggested price at Finley Buick Prescott. 2019 Buick Enclave Essence. MSRP $48,845. Finley Buick Prescott has up to $9,300 in discounts to take 19% off. Buy for $39,484. Buick is Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand. 2019 Buick Encore. MSRP $26,505. Finley Buick Prescott has up to $8,800 in discounts available to take 33% off. Drive home for $17,704. We guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. 2019 Buick Envision. MSRP $34,905. Finley Buick Prescott has over $9,000 in discounts for a huge 26% off. Yours for only $25,820. Finley Buick and Prescott, and at FinleyBuickGMC.com. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury. On approved credit through GM Financial. Stock numbers B41727, B41397, B42791. Plus tax, title, license, and $495 doc fees.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is State Representative Steve Pierce, and I'm asking you to vote for Steve Shishka for Prescott City Council. Reasonable people deserve reasonable government, not just shallow campaign promises. I've lived here all my life, and I appreciate Steve's fair, reasonable, common-sense approach to governing. Mail-in ballots are out, and he'd appreciate your vote. For more information on Steve Shishka, Google EffectivePrescottLeadership.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Steve Shishka to City Council.
Take a musical journey from New Orleans to New York without ever leaving Prescott. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th, featuring live concerts at the Elks Opera House, Ruth Street Theater, and the top floor of the Elks. Tickets available at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Proceeds benefit local school music programs. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th. Get tickets and check out the lineup of world-class musicians at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Brought to you in part by Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 224 with Mike Adrian. We're talking vintage baseball. We also have author Dennis Royalty, who'll be talking about his trip to St. Petersburg, Russia. That's coming up later today. Back with Mike Adrian. Mike, you and I love baseball and always have. One of the reasons is the basic fundamentals of the game really haven't changed. It's still 60 feet, 6 inches between home plate and the pitcher's rubber. It's still 90 feet between the bases. That hasn't changed in over 100 years, and it still seems to be measured out perfectly. However, some changes are being considered in Major League Baseball, both to speed up the game and to make it more accurate. Right now in the Atlantic League, Minor League Atlantic League, they're experimenting with robotic umpires, and they're having the electronic systems call the balls and strikes, and the home plate umpire, all he has to be is the messenger. He has an earpiece that tells him ball or strike. No arguing, no middle ground, strictly binary. Is it a ball or a strike? One or the other. And all he does is give the message what it was. And of course, any plays around home plate, you know, he's still responsible for. But he's basically just a messenger. And then another rule that's getting tried in the Atlantic League, and this one kind of intrigues me. You know, if you're at bat and there's nobody on base, and the pitch gets away from the catcher, big deal. Catcher just turns around and says, give me another ball, right? It's just a ball or a strike is all it is. However, they are experimenting with, if you're at bat and there's nobody on base or nobody at first base, and that ball gets away, you can run for first base. You can give up your at bat and try and beat the ball to first base. How would you feel about that?
Whoa.
Yeah. They're trying that in the Atlantic League.
I had not heard the latter.
Yeah.
That would bother me.
You know, I can see both sides of it.
To a degree, but the striker, as we call the batter,
sure,
in 19th century terms, has done nothing to earn a base.
Mm-hmm.
At least with a walk, an intentional walk, you used to have to stand in there and
sure,
at least put up with
four pitches, yeah.
Right. But to walk up there and because the pitcher happens to throw a wild pitch, you get to go to first base.
You have to earn it. Yeah. The catcher can still throw you out.
Beating the guy.
Yeah. And you essentially give up your at bat by trying that.
Ah, come on. I'd hate to. And you know what? I'll bet there were people back in 1864 saying, these young guys are trying to come up
trying
with these
to change my
goofy
game,
rules. Now they're talking, they want to throw the thing overhand.
Well, there's another, throw it overhand, right. That was a big change. Yeah.
But that took years.
Sure.
And I don't know if this is appealing to a fan base that just wants to see more action.
I could probably younger people, who are used to more action, more immediate gratification.
Right. I'd hate to see that. As infuriated as I get with umpires.
Oh, yes.
And people did, even in the 1860s.
Mm-hmm.
Umpires would just drive these guys crazy.
Sure.
Mainly in the interpretation of rules.
Yeah.
As much as that drives me crazy, I'd hate to see the day come where we're relying on a camera and a computer.
Yeah, that would be a major fundamental change to the game. And what would happen, and one of the things, and this is why they're testing it out in one of the lower minor leagues, because if the pitcher throws a pitch that bounces in the front of the plate and goes through, if it's in the strike zone, it calls it a strike. See, and what happens, what happens if something gets on the lens, and blurs the vision, and all of a sudden now you're getting crazy pitches called for strikes and balls. There's a lot of kinks that can be worked out.
Yeah. I'd just as soon, it would bother me less to see an umpire with big, thick glasses behind the plate.
Did you ever see the William Bendix film, Kill the Umpire, with William Two Call Johnson? Oh, goodness.
No.
Oh, what a funny movie. And, and I mentioned before Dizzy Dean about him talking about Hank Greenberg. He used to talk about the old ballparks, how weird the dimensions were. Right. And he mentioned the Baker Bowl in Philadelphia where the Athletics used to play. It was only about 280 down the right field line. And Dizzy was a right-handed pitcher. He'd say, I hate pitching that doggone old Baker Bowl because every time I follow through, I scrape my knuckles on that right field wall. And he used to talk about, because I'm from St. Louis, and Cool Papa Bell, the speedster from the Negro Leagues, was from St. Louis. And Dizzy'd say, Cool Papa Bell so fast, I played against him in an exhibition game, and he hit a line drive, base hit up the middle, and the ball hit him as he slugged into second base. That's how fast Cool Papa Bell was. Cool Papa Bell going to his hotel room, turned the light out, and be in bed before the room got dark.
Before the room got dark.
Oh, yeah.
Good old days. Those are neat stories.
Great They're old stories, aren't they? I love how a school teacher one time told Dizzy, there's no such thing as a curveball. It's just an optical illusion. And Dizzy says, why don't you go stand behind that yonder tree, and I'll womp you to death with an optical illusion.
And he could have done it.
And he could have done it. He sure could have. Mike, we're so glad to have you here. You got the Vintage Baseball 1860 rules coming to Ken Lindley Field on August 31st, 7 o'clock, a night game. That is on Saturday the 31st, Ken Lindley Field. How can people learn more about what's going on with the Prescott Champions Vintage Baseball Club?
Right now, we're getting our website developed.
Mm-hmm.
So next time we speak, we should have our website up and mm-hmm. functioning. For now, if they could contact me at mradrian06@yahoo.com.
And 06, of course, is Stan Musial's number.
So yes, it was.
MRAdrian06@yahoo.com. Mike, we thank you again for coming on the show to talk about vintage baseball. The door is open anytime for you.
Thanks for having me. It's always a blast to talk with you.
And I hope you get a big crowd on August 31st at 7 o'clock at Ken Lindley Field.
Thanks a lot.
Stay tuned because we've got local and state news and weather coming up. And then Dennis Royalty, the local author from Professional Writers of Prescott, talking about his trip to Russia and Northern Europe. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Don't miss the final home series versus the NL West rival Dodgers, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Get tickets online at dbacks.com. Beat LA. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Celebrate the Mexican Pacific League on Saturday, August 31st, when the D-backs take on the Dodgers and enjoy a free post-game concert featuring La Brisa. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 1230 PM, sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
Made-to-order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made-to-order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 22nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A search is underway at Lake Havasu for a missing boater. Mojave County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Anita Mortensen says deputies responded Wednesday afternoon after receiving a report of a juvenile that had been struck by a boat.
Deputies determined that a 17-year-old male juvenile had departed from the vessel while it was moving. The vessel and its propeller struck the male, who then disappeared below the water's surface and did not resurface.
The juvenile went missing on a day Lake Havasu wasn't that busy. Firefighters are working to improve containment on the nearly 3,500-acre Sheridan fire.
They are working along Campwood Road to reduce vegetation, creating a buffer to reduce the intensity of the fire burning 23 miles from Prescott in juniper, brush, and grass. Meanwhile, a brush fire on I-17 near the Sunset Point rest area closed the roadway in both directions last night. I-17 was reopened early this morning. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny, breezy, very warm, highs today near 92. Tomorrow through Sunday, 89. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime tonight with mostly clear skies to a breezy 62. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny 103 today, 100 tomorrow through the weekend, an overnight low around 67. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walk-through exhibits of the human body, Mega Body and Mega Heart, as well as Colossal Colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as we bid goodbye to Mike Adrian and look forward to his Vintage Baseball on the 31st, we want to make you, our listeners, an offer that'll remind you of Vintage Baseball. Not quite going back that far, but if you're about my age, you'll certainly recognize these names. We have a pack of Vintage Baseball cards that our third caller, you know it's always a third caller, the third caller will get if you call right now at 445-8289. That is a pack of Vintage Baseball cards, courtesy of our buddy Mike Adrian. Well, we are back now with Dennis Royalty. Dennis is one of the professional writers of Prescott that we get on the show every chance we can. Dennis is a published author, and like any good author, he is observant. And he and his wife went to Northern Europe and Russia recently, and I gather your eyes were quite open, weren't they, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely, DJ. We took a cruise, and it was on the Viking ship line and to Northern Europe. And I've got to say, just wonderful series of great stops.
And it's funny because you're talking here about your reluctance to visit Russia wasn't so much about leaving the ship, but being able to get back on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, I was unaware that Russia was going to be a stop until we'd actually signed up for the cruise. And I had my misgivings.
Sure.
Yeah, like you say, not so worried about getting off the ship, but getting back on the ship.
Well, remember the old Russian comedian, Yakov Smirnov?
Oh, yeah.
He used to say, the difference between America and Russia is that in America, you look for party. In Russia, party looks for you. Yeah. By the way, did you? I don't know if you ever saw this, but at the site of 9/11, for a couple of years, there was this massive, beautiful mural on a neighboring wall. It's about 30 stories tall. It was of the Statue of Liberty with a giant heart-shaped American flag on it. That was Yakov Smirnov. He was an art instructor in Russia. So tell us about what you witnessed in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Okay. Well, just for starters, I have to thank my wife, Ginger, for the trip to begin with, because really she wanted to go to the first stop, Stockholm, Sweden, which is where she had taught in the international school more than 40 years ago. So that's what triggered this entire trip.
Okay.
And then when I saw that Russia was on there, I had my doubts. I had a friend of mine who said, well, I'm not sure you want to subsidize Putin's Russia. And I was thinking, should I just stay on the ship?
Mm-hmm.
Well, another friend, a hiking buddy, said, well, before you decide that, why don't you read a book by Robert Massey, which is available in the Prescott Valley Library and Prescott Library, called Catherine the Great.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read that book, you're just astounded by many things, but in particular, the fabulous art collection that she came up with. And so I understood that it was still there at the Hermitage, and while I'm not a great art lover, I am somebody who appreciates history.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was just oodles and oodles of history, as we'll get into. Well, Viking, the only stop on the whole trip, they had a one-page letter that kind of cautioned you about getting off at Russia. But yet, most of the passengers did, and the things to be worried about, things like pickpockets, which you see at other points when you travel.
Sure.
But also just a caution about really be careful of your passport and stay close to your guide and get back on the ship when it's time to get back on the ship. Well, with all this, you're kind of nervous, and then your approach, the first stop is this big battery, a long line of booths where very official-looking people who don't smile study your passport, study your ship card. And so you're a little shaky with that, but you get through there, and then we pick up our guide, and things completely changed. She was a charming young woman. They had buses lined up. They took us to the Hermitage, which is actually part of the old palace where emperors for centuries had reigned, and it's been turned into a museum. And it's just, it's fantastic. Hard to believe the quantity of paintings, 150,000 paintings, sculptures, tapestries, mosaics, gold plating all over the place. And in particular, I think one thing that caught your attention was the wonderful artists that she collected. There are 30 Rembrandts in one room.
One room. And this museum, 719,000 square feet.
Yes, it is. It's made up of four buildings in all, in total, and 3,000 works by European artists alone. It's just staggering. There's more than 1,000 rooms in that building, and at times we felt like there were 10,000 tourists along with us. There were seven cruise ships in port, which was really, really surprising to me that that many were stopping off in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Now, Catherine II was not a Russian native, was she?
No, she wasn't. She came from what is now Germany and was more or less recruited by Empress Elizabeth to produce an heir. And but then she, her husband, who she was set up with and forced to marry while she was a teenager, he had some kind of a health problem, and they did not have sex for 9 years, forcing Empress to wait for this heir for 9 years.
And then
it was, the father was somebody else. I think his name was Peter.
Now, you also talked about the gallery of 1812, where there are portraits of more than 300 generals.
Yes, that's right. They had fought Napoleon, and just like everything else, you see excess absolutely everywhere. Everywhere you look, on the floors, the ceilings, the walls, there's unbelievable artwork. And the general's room that you reference, that's just one of so many. There's another room where everything is gold-plated. It's just a sight to see, a sight to behold. There's a staircase that you walk up that has such remarkable art surrounding the staircase that it's just it's almost too much for the senses. You see Michelangelo. You see Da Vinci. Just so many other well-known artists. They have pieces that are made up, they kind of look like marble, only they're greenish and made from malachite, which is a substance that's only in certain countries in the world, and it's just so beautiful, really staggering to look at. And I learned from the material that they have there that malachite, not only is it in the Urals in Russia, but there's some in Arizona.
Isn't it something?
Yeah.
Now, you and I are both old enough to remember the Cold War. Did you ever think you'd see the day when two-thirds of the people on your cruise ship were Americans going to visit Russia?
Yeah, I can't say that everybody's final destination was Russia. There were so many other wonderful stops. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went to Finland and Norway and Germany and Poland, Estonia. So, you know, different people had different objectives.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, most of the passengers did get off to various stops. Not all went to the Hermitage. That was just one excursion.
Mm-hmm.
There were others. But what kind of surprised me was we were all in the big auditorium in the ship as they're preparing to let us off. And there were some people who were just going off on their own, which, you know, despite the advisory given by Viking. So, They all got back on with us,
mm-hmm.
So that's a good
but
thing.
But did you find yourself being a little careful about where you went and who you talked to and what you said?
It wasn't so bad because of Olga. She was just a remarkable guide.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, just to tell you a quick story, their weather is nothing like we have here in Arizona. They only have 60 days of sunshine compared to 300. And it's a cold place. And my favorite line of the entire cruise was said by Olga when she talked about the weather in Russia. She said, there they have 9 months of expectation followed by 3 months of disappointment.
But that kind of matches the overall theme I've heard a lot of people give Russia. Not the happiest place on earth, is it?
You know, this is a thing that's you're always hesitant to make sweeping generalizations when you get off for one day off the port and you see things. But I will say this. Very dreary as we pulled into port, these huge apartment complexes that date to the Soviet era. But at the same time, we could see this gigantic 87-story, it looks like a rocket ship, mm-hmm. like a Saturn rocket sitting there. It turns out it's just going to be the office of an oil company. But it is so modern and sleek and gleaming. But another thing I wanted to say is, as you're driving through on the way to the Hermitage, you're going through kind of like combination neighborhood and some stores, some shops, and you see families with children holding hands and all that, and you think, my gosh, you know, these people, they're just like us.
Sure.
They're just trying to get by every day for the good living and to enjoy life. And Olga, for example, was had been a teacher. But she's making so much money by being a guide that she's just changed to full-time guiding. And I think that's kind of a sad commentary, frankly, as we have some examples of that right here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a charming person. She kept us together. She all kinds of interesting little stories to accompany the artwork we were seeing. And you have headsets where you can listen to kind of like a little transistor radio device, and you can hear her from a distance, which is a wonderful thing that Viking has, and a lot of the other cruise ships have that now. But she was a very good person. And so from just the limited time that we had, my thought was, gosh, it's awfully crowded with tourists, but this is a beautiful place. I'm so glad I made the decision to go ahead and come.
Mm-hmm.
And got it gives you the feeling of, the people of Russia, again, are a lot like we are.
Yeah, sure. You know, I remember years ago when I was selling electronics, and all the electronics in the store were made by Japanese people. And we had a guy come in who said, nope, I'm just going to buy an American-made VCR. I said, well, good luck with that, right? And then he went off on this tangent, I'm not buying nothing from Japan because what they did to us in World War II and stuff like this. And it just so happened that one of our sales reps was Japanese, of Japanese descent. And he very calmly said to him, sir, we didn't do that. The leaders of our countries did that.
Right.
We're the same people as you. We want the same things in life. We can't control what our leaders do. Please don't hold that against us. And, of course, now you see with worldwide travel, people go to places you would never have dreamed of 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I think we're more of a worldwide community because of that. So in the one day that you were there, how did you feel people treated you once they could see or know you're American?
It was absolutely very little interaction, frankly, with Russians. You know, mm-hmm. you're on a tour, you're in the Hermitage. But there is another story that I'll tell you about, because our next stop was Estonia, which was previously a part of the Soviet Union. And our guide, she was probably 50-ish, so she had lived through the Soviet time. And she said it took her 10 years to get to the point where she would speak up like a normal citizen, because the Soviets were so controlling. Sure. And in Estonia and neighboring countries that used to be part of the Soviet Union, Latvia, Lithuania, they mm-hmm. still, these many years later, are fearful of going back under Soviet rule. They appreciate the freedoms that they have. And that was touching.
What were the other highlights of your tour of Northern Europe?
Well, we went to Stockholm, Helsinki, Tallinn, Estonia, Copenhagen, Denmark, Norway, and then Ginger and I did a separate little excursion afterward to Iceland. Mm-hmm. My three favorite countries were Sweden, Norway, and Iceland. But in general, I can make some generalizations. Sure. I was amazed at everybody who knew English. It's like compulsory education in the third grade.
It's pretty much the world's second
in Northern Europe. Yeah, okay. Remarkable how it was never a problem to speak in English up there.
Have you ever seen the PBS series Rick Steves Travels in Europe?
I think I've got one of those recorded, in fact.
I used to watch it quite a bit. And when he traveled in Europe, he would advise people, if you're going to travel in a foreign country, try and at least pick up some basic terms. Because if you expect them to automatically speak your language, the wall is going to go up. But if they see that you're trying to speak their language, you'd be surprised. They probably speak English.
Well, I've got my own tour guide with me, Ginger. She seems to be able to get along in any of these European countries.
Nice.
But cobblestones, I'm sure you're familiar with the cobblestones in Europe. I mean, mm-hmm. you're gonna get tired walking over the cobblestones. Loads of bike riders.
Yeah.
The presence of socialism was very interesting. These people pay anywhere from 30 to 50% of the money they make in taxes. Now, in exchange, we know they get the free education. Pay a little for college, but mm-hmm. but nothing compared to the United States. Healthcare also provided by the government with just minimal copays. It was interesting to see and talk to some of the people. Again, you hate to make too wide of generalizations, but my impression was that the people they don't have as much incentive because the more they make, the more they get taxed.
Sure.
But yet they seem pretty happy. And they like to use the word cozy. We like it to be cozy in here. And they get big vacations in the summertime.
So I've heard.
And some of them are really wary of what you call over-tourism. With all these cruise ships in port, all the people coming in some of the major cities, people have been driven out into what we would call suburbs who used to live in town just because the months when the weather is good, there are so many folks there.
Oh, sure, of course. So are you going to write a book about your adventures?
Well, I'm trying to write a memoir right now, and whether I'll include some of this or not, I don't know. I have been encouraged. I've written things like this frequently mm-hmm. for friends and family, and I try to just chronicle things and keep my writing tools fresh.
Sure. How can our listeners find out about your writing and learn more about you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Dennis Royalty, just like it sounds, Royalty. And you can feel free to send me a message if you'd like to, if you're interested in seeing this particular piece about St. Petersburg. I could email it to you. I'm sharing a lot of photos from the trip right now. And hopefully I'll be back someday with actually the memoir being published.
We look forward to it and to talking to you about that when that occurs. Dennis Royalty, professional writers of Prescott, thanks for sharing your experiences with us on today's Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got Monday's Q&A guests and some final thoughts for you in just a moment. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, kqna.com.
Remember your toy cars as a kid? You'd make those things rocket across the living room floor, jump the coffee table, and drift under the sofa. Now you can't do all those things for real in a new 2020 Findlay Toyota Prescott Corolla, but it's so much fun to drive, you might think you could. Corolla is filled with tech, wrapped in safety, and has a ton of options to make your Corolla your Corolla. During the National Clearance Event, there are thousands of reasons to buy. Qualified buyers can get zero down and zero payments for 90 days. Drive worry-free till November. Lease a new 2020 Corolla for $199 per month. Or buy with financing as low as 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or get $1,000 customer cash. Plus, receive a complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles on your new Corolla.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are proud to serve the Quad Cities. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit plus tax title license and $495 dock fee. Lease for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood, are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And I hope you were listening to the show yesterday when David Cottle was here from Boys and Girls Clubs to talk about Music United. That is the anti-bullying theme of tomorrow's music festival, or sorry, Saturday's music festival. The doors open at 11:30 at the Boys and Girls Club on Aubrey Street. It goes until well into the evening with, I believe, 15 musical guests, including our buddy Sky Daddy Conwell. And you can have 2 free tickets to this event. That's Music United, 2 free tickets to the event. Those are $15 tickets free if you're the third caller at 445-8289. That's for Music United at the Boys and Girls Clubs on Aubrey Street. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. Join me back here Monday with my guests, Leslie Jenkins from the Alzheimer's Association for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and our buddy Tom Agostino from the Highland Center for great concerts coming your way, including at the Highland Center. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.